Welcome to the broadcast. This is our final in our series in 2 Thessalonians. We are in chapter 3, verse number 6. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 6, we read these words, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us." What an interesting verse. I think we need to make this next message and song our sincere prayer as we look at this portion of Scripture. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray.
Sincerely ask the Lord to teach us His will and to teach us His way. Let's look at this portion of Scripture and see what it says. It says, "We command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." This is the authority for this verse, the Lord Jesus Christ. What is he commanding? That ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. Now he says, we command you. This phrase is only found three times in the New Testament, and all three of them here are in 2 Thessalonians. In 2 Thessalonians 3:4, it says, and we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. Now, a command is something that is not open for discussion. In 2 Thessalonians 3:6, it says, now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly. And then in 2 Thessalonians 3:12, now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when it's talking about them that are such, it is dealing with the things that needed to be dealt with in the local church there at Thessalonica, and they're mentioned in this chapter. And so again, in verse number 6, he says, we command you, this is not open for discussion, we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. To withdraw. Now, the context here is the local church there at Thessalonica, and the message is for us in all of our local churches. To walk disorderly, the word actually means to be out of rank. I was recently at a military exercise in Kingston, Ontario, and I'm always amazed, and I really enjoy to watch these military people as they march. Somebody's up front giving the orders, and there's several hundred people, and they're marching in rank. They're in order. Now, if someone's out of order, that's the one that's going to get the attention of the 200 or 300 soldiers that are walking by. The one that's out of order is the one that's going to be noticed. That's sad. But that's exactly how it is in our local churches. They are the ones that get noticed by those who we're trying to witness to. So he says, withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, out of rank. Now, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 7 through 12, he basically deals with the problems in that church. And then in verse 13, we have this verse, but ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Isn't that interesting? That verse is in the context of dealing with the problems in our local churches. Oh, we just want to bury our heads in the sand and not deal with any of the issues. No, that's not what the Bible commands us to do. So in verse number 7, it says, for yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly or out of rank among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. And so he talks about the fact, he says here, yourselves know. That phrase occurs only four times in the Bible, and three of them are in 1 and 2 Thessalonians. You know, he said, our problem is not what we know. The problem is what we're not doing and not preaching. Our problems in our churches have not so much to do with what we're preaching, but what we're not preaching. And he says here that we behave not ourselves disorderly. Now, to behave has to do with how we conduct ourselves towards others. And so he says here in verse 14, and if any man obey not our word, by this epistle. Number one, note that man. Number two, have no company with him that he might be ashamed. And number three, yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. And again, it's verse 13 that says, but ye brethren, be not weary in well doing. Now, he says, note verse number 14, if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, our word by this epistle. Now, this has to do with the things that they needed to deal with as described in verses 7 through 12. To note is to pay particular attention to that man. And to have company is the fact or condition of being with another in a way that provides friendship and enjoyment. Now, it's not that we aren't allowed, and this is, we're dealing with church discipline here. It's not that we're not allowed to meet with someone. The Bible says, have no fellowship, no, not to eat. Years ago, I had a situation in our church, and not this church, another church that I was the pastor of, and they had to discipline a married couple out of the church. And sometime later, they had some family situations that I needed to go and see these people. And so I went to see them, and when I went there to see them, they brought in a cup of coffee for me and a muffin. And they're waiting. I knew what was happening here. They were waiting to see if I was going to eat that muffin, because they had been disciplined, and the Bible says, have no fellowship, no, not to eat. And so when I was leaving, I felt they thought they had me now. Here I was disobeying the scriptures, and they wanted to trap me into that. I was sure of that in my mind. And so as I left, I said, thank you so much for the coffee and especially the muffin. And just so you understand, when the Bible talks about no, not to eat back there in a church discipline thing, it's talking about fellowshipping with them at a communion service. That is the context of that verse. You know, sometimes we get a little silly on how we interpret some verses out of context. If a man and a woman were married, and the man was disciplined out of the church for some reason, does that mean the woman couldn't have breakfast with him anymore? That's just silly. What the Bible's talking about here is talking about the communion service. In any event, when we're faithful to the Word of God and when we're dealing with these situations, we can understand why verse 13 is in here, but ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Well, Paul ends off this book in 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 16 through 18, with now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul, with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Two things here. First, he says, the Lord of peace himself give you peace. If we'll do his will, and we will take advantage of the grace that is ours, verse number 18, the desire and the ability to do his will, if we will do that, he says you can have this peace that passes understanding, even in these situations where we'll do what the Lord says to do, where we must withdraw ourselves from having fellowship with a Christian brother because they are not behaving themselves according to the Word of God. I want to point out also in conclusion this little phrase, you all. He says, the Lord be with you all. Verse 19, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. You all. That phrase is found four times in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. In 2nd Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 3, Paul uses the little phrase, you all. He begins with that phrase, and the last two words in this book are, you all. We all need to be listening to the Lord, and let's listen once again to this message and song. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Hey!